Where can a book take you anyway? First, allow me to explain why travel is so important. The molecules in your body or your jewelry come from a sun that you've never thought about before. We live by a third generation star. The ones that came before helped to ignite it. All the gold comes from suns that burst out their hearts to create new stars. Now, allow me to tell you how to understand a book, because it's definitely a form of warfare and probably a kind of art. Yes, you have to become a warrior and lift yourself off the ground and lean into the winds of change and bellow with rage and laughter. And when you pushed everything in your way away, you will have then made a sacred space where only saints can visit. Here you don't open a book. Books are not meant to be just read. Unless you are the first narrator, books are meant to be heard the way music is meant to be heard. Because they are not about just words and sentences and some vague story, but the wisdoms that interweave, sometimes across multiple pages, if not chapters. Just like you can't really hear music from a page of notes, even if you are a musician. You can't really hear the wisdom from a page of text. We are story listeners and storytellers. We best hear through our ears. We best listen with our hearts. You have to open your mind. You have to listen to the narrator. All the books, including the narrated books, are your inheritance. They are your property, a gift from the past generations to you, the future, the hope, the dream. And they will always be free at the library. And just like you can't inherit wisdom by merely looking at text, you can't hear the narration, not really, without a backpack on your shoulders. Oh yes! Greatness demands great adventure. Get used to it. You will need a fallen branch, turned to a deer walking stick and companion. Bring an interesting looking crystal and stick it in the corona of your walking stick. And make your stick mighty. Make it a workout. It's tradition. And you can't really hear a book without the smoke of last night's fire in your clothes. So better bring a tent. You won't be able to hear everything unless you are stepping around tree roots in your well-worn shoes. If you really want to listen to a book and get all the wisdom out of it, get ready for great adventure. You won't quite catch the formation of the universe in your popular science books without a chipmunk to show you both the why and the way. Sure, each book, of course, carries its own destinations, but your body must also move in harmony with the universe, with the nature. Wisdom needs oxygen. Wisdom needs nature. And of course, it needs you to be free, not bound to some schedule or something that's coming up on some Monday nearby. You need to be free. Books are your inheritance. They enhance your operating system and they help you resume where the previous generations left off. They help you get to all the most important heights. They are not second to your job. They are the first and foremost in your life, because without books, you are sure to become misled. Not just lost, but people will come and trick you into thinking that you're stuck in a box and you will do your best to try to get to the top. But it will be just a box, a prison with invisible walls. You need books to get outside of it. Books must come first. That's just who we are. And it's not enough to ask why, or foolishly state, then what? No. You have to first rise and step around all the trunk roots and heights to inherit wisdom from countless lives, to even know which questions to ask. And of course, to catch the real answers. To see that your aches and pains can stand for unimaginably more. So as long as you rise to help others avoid mistakes in life, you have to get up and get a backpack and go. Smile. Smile, because this is the one-way road that is worth your time, that we should all be traveling on. To rise and rise and grow all the way up until each and every one of us becomes a great being. A world where we all converge on world peace in wisdom.